our sermon today. Brother Keith is going to read from John chapter 12, 1 to 8. Thank you so much, Brother Keith. Isn't he handsome? I like his dressing. Can I have your jacket?
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you so much. God bless you, man of God.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Six days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Hearing a dinner was given in Jesus' honor, Martha served while Lazarus was laying and reclining at the table with him. When Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume, she poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with fragrance and perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor. He was and had become a thief. After all, he was keeper of the money bag. He used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. It was intended that she should have this perfume for the day of my burial. You see, you will always have poor among you, but you will not always have me among you." John chapter 12, 1 through 8, and this is why we fall in love with Jesus, right? Because he is the best thing we've ever had.
Thank you. Glory to God. This morning I'm speaking on the subject, sweet fragrance. Sweet fragrance. March is a month set aside to remember women of history. And isn't it amazing to remember what a woman did? In this subject, you find that she did something so simple, but some of the most important thing any human being could ever do in this world. We are going to learn from this woman. I tell you, there's so much to learn from women. I watch my wife. I sometimes just sit down and I watch how she pays attention to dressing up. Her clothes, her putting together. And I'm just watching. I'm like, wow. They are special people, you know, women. You need to understand a woman. And this month, we are going to devote ourselves to understanding the woman. Because if we can understand women, half of the issues and the problems in this world will be solved. I'm telling you. And men, you will begin to enjoy your marriage ever before if you spend time with God in him teaching you how your woman is, how unique your woman is. You see, those of you here, all of us, if we begin to understand women and how women operate and how women do things, everywhere we go, we will find peace. Have you ever had a manager that's a woman? You will know how to get through your manager's heart. When everybody brings their project and she tears it apart. When you get there, she will start to smile. Women have played such an important role in society. And this woman is a typical example of how it is important. And if a child of God will learn to learn from these characters, many in society these days, many people do not respect the place of a woman. Some talk anyhow to women, some undermine women, some look down on women. But the woman is also worthy of teaching someone something. My wife teaches me a lot. And this morning we find that Mary has taken an action in the Bible that literally there is no way you can talk about the good news being Jesus coming to die to save us from the power of sin and not mention the name of Mary. Mary's action has touched history, and she is someone that we can learn from and grow as the women, as the human beings that God has created us to be. And so when you come to this passage, I will jump straight into verse 3. We see how Jesus has entered into Jerusalem. He is now basically going to be killed. And he's in his friend's house, Lazarus, eating. And while they are eating, Mary, who is the sister of Lazarus and also Martha, comes. The word of God says in verse 3. So I'm speaking on Mary anoints the feet of Jesus. The word of God says, then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Sweet fragrance. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. What Mary did is amazing. In the midst of the supper, you see, normally it wasn't strange to wash the feet of guests in those times. What happened was that when the guest entered, that was the first thing you would do, wash their feet and wipe their feet. And in some cases, you would even anoint their head with oil, or you pour sweet fragrance on them. Perfume, you put it on their head. But in the case of what Mary did here, Mary, in the midst of the eating, when everything had passed, not doing the normal customary thing, Mary gets up, and the word of God says that she took a very costly oil and poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped it with her hair. Mary's gift was remarkably humble. You see, for a Jewish woman in those times to even take her hair out in public, it wasn't normal. But to her, there was nothing she could do to show Jesus how much she appreciates and loves and respects Jesus than to bring herself this low. You see, when the washing of the feet and the wiping of the feet of a guest was done by the lowly slave in the house of the rich. But in this case, Mary didn't wait for a slave to come and do it. Mary didn't wait for anyone to come and do it, but she herself got up and took oil and poured it on the Lord's feet. Probably Jesus' feet had already been washed with water, but yet still, Jesus, being the Lord of Lords and sitting there talking to them, Mary takes the oil and pours it on Jesus' feet and takes out her hair and begins to wipe it with her hair, bringing herself as low as you could ever imagine in front of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, this is something that we can learn from. We need to begin to humble ourselves to our living Lord. You see, we call Jesus our Lord and our personal Savior. What Mary is doing here shows great gratitude, and we need to begin to, if we say Jesus is our Lord, begin to really humble ourselves to Him. See, this God that we call upon has come, in as much as great as He is, in as much wonderful as He is, in as much the greatest that He is, He has come down to our level, and Him in our midst deserves our best of treatment. We need to humble ourselves. We need to get that word, "Why should I," off our shoulder. Mary thought less of herself before the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the question here is, do you think much of yourself before the Lord? You see, God places a very high importance on us. His word says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. He created us in fear, and He created us with wonder. So God does not undermine us. God has placed a much importance on us. But we as human beings need to understand that God, when we are dealing with Him, we need to be humble. Some of us need to stop thinking of ourselves when it comes to what we can do for our Lord Jesus Christ. Why should I do this? And everybody watch me and laugh at me. There were so many things that should have stopped Mary from doing what she did. But she did it anyway. She did it anyway. She wiped the Lord's feet with her hair. She wiped the Lord's feet with her hair. She wiped. Mary's gift was remarkably extreme. This oil that she poured on Jesus' leg, on Jesus' leg, according to Judas, I tell you, when I get the chance to teach on Judas here, some of you, 300 denarii, according to Judas, Judas had somehow calculated that the oil cost 300 denarii, which meant, in modern day translation, a month's wage of a worker. This is what Mary did. Poured it on Jesus' feet to be waste. It was extreme what she did. And this tells us that when it comes to us relating with this supreme God, this awesome God, this Lord that we call Jesus, we have to begin to be extreme about it. People would want to call us all sorts of names. Oh, this guy is a fanatic, or he's an extremist, or he's a whatever. That didn't stop Mary. She went to all the extent. That oil costing that much, which she could have sold for anything, she still didn't. She went to the extreme of pouring it on Jesus' feet. Not just that, taking out her hair. There were many expensive cloths she could have used to wipe Jesus' feet, but she used her hair to do this. And a lot of people there looked at it and said all sorts of things. But Mary didn't care. Our relationship with Jesus should be so important to us that when it comes to doing that which we feel we have to do to honor our Lord, nothing should stop us. Be willing to go the extra mile to express your feeling, your emotion, how you see this God that you serve. How you see this God. It was very unself-conscious. Selfless. I don't care what people think, I will do it anyway. And in our society that we live in this day, that is the sort of Christian we need today. The kind of Christian that says, I see the challenge of reaching out and spreading the good news. Our vision that is that we reach out to our community and be a beacon of hope in our community. Part of our mission statement is connecting to the community. And I'm telling you, I see what is going on in our community. I know it is not going to be an easy task. But as children of God, who have come into this loving relationship with God, in expressing our love for our Lord Jesus Christ, it shouldn't only be in coming here and in lifting our hands and singing and loving on each other, giving each other pegs, and all that we do is nice. But you see, the challenging part is being able to go out into our community and talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. It will have a lot of challenges, but we have to be willing to be selfless. If we begin to think of ourselves, we can never, ever be able to express to the Lord our deepermost feeling, affection towards him. Jesus asked Peter when he was leaving, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. And then Jesus asked him again, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, my Lord, you know I love you. And then the third time, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, at this point, I bet and I can imagine Peter getting upset with what Jesus is doing. Yes, my Lord, you know I love you. And Jesus says, if you love me, feed my sheep. You see, for God and for our Lord Jesus Christ, it is not in the talking and in the all that we do that shows that. It is when we are really willing to step out and do things, to serve others, to bring the gospel to others, to really relate with others the way he would want it, then we are really expressing our love towards our God. And Mary is being this selfless woman that is humbling herself to this Lord and doing what she can do to show how much she loves and appreciates our Lord Jesus Christ. What can you do? What can you do? Both John and Mark describes it by the adjective that this was an odd thing to do. Yet still, Mary did it. You see, in reaching out to our community, in being Christians, and in acting in love towards our Lord, we have to be willing to do the things that are the most odd things to do. Why is it cold and everyone is sitting home in their AC and you alone, you are standing out there feeling free to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? Why do you have to leave your comfortable homes and come here and be praying for the community? Why do you do the things that you do? It might be extreme, but it must be something that you are willing to do. I love Jesus, so I want to do it. Brother Keith sang the song, he said, falling in love with Jesus is the greatest thing as I have ever done. This love that we have for Jesus shouldn't be emotional feelings and always just coming here and sharing love with fellow people who think just like you, who act just like you, but also being able to worship God in love and caring for others. Mary cared for Jesus. In all of this, we study a few things. Luke 10, verse 33 tells us that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and learned. We need to become these people who are learning. That is why over here we encourage devotion. Have a devotional book. We have some devotional books at the back. There are new edition for January for the next 3 months. Get a copy if you don't have a devotional that you use. Study the word of God. You have to be willing to sit at the feet of Jesus and know him personally. Understand his ways and understand the things that he does. You see, again, in John chapter 11, verse 32, Mary falls at the feet and surrenders to Jesus. It is not just enough for us to learn about Jesus. It is not enough to come into a relationship with Jesus. We need to surrender to Jesus. Many of us have not come to the place of surrendering. And so that is why it is comfortable for us to walk into church, to go to church and be part of all the worship, all that is going on, and hear preachers preach very beautiful sermons, and we walk out and we say, wow, that preacher can preach and he's good, and oh, I like him. We even have choices of pastors. We listen to this pastor in the morning because he takes his time to talk. We have a pastor that will listen when we are down because when he preaches, he brings you out of your sorrow. We have pastors that will listen when we want to pray. We have so many things that we go to church to do, but yet still have not surrendered to Jesus. Mary surrendered. Mary surrendered. And me and you must begin to surrender. What is the state of your heart? We clearly know Jesus loves you and I. God loves you and I. And he gave his only son, Jesus, to come and die for you and I. Jesus' act of love is clear that he cares for you and I. We have accepted him as our Lord and personal Savior. We go to church and it is part of what we do on Sundays or even Wednesdays and Thursdays. We sing in the choir. We are part of the children's ministry. We are part of the youth ministry. It is not just enough to do that. We need to begin to surrender. See him as your Lord. Accept him as your Lord and open up to him as your Lord. Again, we see John chapter 12, verse 3. Mary anoints Jesus' feet and honors Jesus. You see, when we can put these three things together, being that we take time to observe and learn from Jesus, studying the word of God, studying about him, getting to know him devotionally, personally. Secondly, when we surrender to him, we open up to him. Then thirdly, we can anoint his feet. We can now begin to honor him. The honoring here, in the case of Mary, she chose to pour an oil. But the action in which she's doing tells us that this woman was willing to honor Jesus, exalt Jesus, magnify Jesus above everything. She brought herself so low by pouring the incense and using her hair to wipe Jesus' feet. Very expensive. Very expensive. Some of us, our money is all we need. We don't care about anything. I'm busy. I'm going to work. I'm busy, I have to do this. I'm busy, I have to do this. Mary didn't hold back in giving Jesus the best that she could. Let's begin to honor him. If you are spending time in studying and knowing Jesus, it is good. If you have surrendered to Jesus and you have opened up to him as your Lord, it is good. Now begin to honor him. Act in honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. Every decision you make, everything you do, you need to ask yourself, is this honoring to my Lord Jesus Christ? And you see, the word of God says that the whole house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. You see, the whole house, when Mary poured the oil, was filled with the fragrance of the oil. You see, in our day now, God doesn't deserve the best perfume from us. God doesn't deserve the best money from, doesn't ask us to bring him money. He doesn't ask us to go and buy the best perfume for whatever reason. All those sacrifices are good. But the ultimate sacrifice we can now give to our Lord Jesus is serving him in honor. And that is the sweet fragrance we can give to our Lord Jesus Christ now. He has come and died for you and I. Now, in worshiping him, in working, in serving, in all that we do, that is what brings the sweet fragrance. That is what brings the sweet fragrance. The way we go about our Christian living, the way we go about speaking to one another, the way we go about teaching his word, the way we represent him in society is what brings the sweet fragrance. If Mary did it, we can also do it. And his Holy Spirit will help us to do this. It is not by might nor by power, but by spirit. We need to now begin to allow the Holy Spirit to help us bring the sweet fragrance out. You see, in this community, there are so many churches around. Every church has its own agenda. We who say that worshiping Christ is our ultimate, in everything we do, we need to make sure that we do it to glorify our Lord Jesus, exalting the Lord Jesus, and be willing to work, be willing to serve our community, be willing to do that which brings honor to our Lord Jesus in our community. Many shall shy away from things, but we cannot shy away because we are falling in love with Jesus. And when you love Jesus, you are now beginning to become a sweet fragrance unto him. Everything you do brings fragrance unto him. The word of God teaches us in Revelations that our prayers goes up as a sweet fragrance unto our Lord God. Isn't it awesome when we can pray and our fragrance are going up and as a sweet fragrance unto our Lord Jesus? Isn't it awesome when we are walking in our community and all we are doing is bringing sweet fragrance unto our Lord Jesus? We are serving our community. He's not expecting the money. He's not expecting the great things. The word of God says that obedience is better than sacrifice. Obeying God should become our agenda now. Not the things that we give. No. Give him your heart. Give him your heart. Now look at the 4 to 6. Judas objects to Mary's rich gift. Judas, his carrot, was the betrayer. He betrayed Jesus. From the way he spoke here, when I was preparing this sermon, I initially was looking at it this way. Love and hate. That was the title I was initially looking at. And as I kept on praying and looking at things, I was reflecting through the word of God. the Spirit of God began to teach me and show me that, see how beautiful and how awesome it is when children of God humble themselves in worshiping Him. When children of God submit their totality to Him. That is the fragrance that God requires from us. That is the fragrance. And you see, in Mary's act of humility, in Mary's act of ignorance, whatever you call it, in Mary's act of extremism, in Mary's act of whatever, it begins to smell good. And me and you, if we begin in our act of worshiping God, begin to be extreme, begin to be extravagant in worshiping our God, begin to be humble, begin to open up to our God, it will begin to smell good. Sweet fragrance unto our Lord. But now look at Judas. This guy had been walking with Jesus for how many years? He had seen Jesus do great and mighty things. And what this guy could do was to criticize. Was to criticize the act of generosity, the act of humility, the act of love, the act of honor that someone chooses to show to the Lord Jesus Christ. Children of God, be careful when you are worshiping your Lord with all your heart and all your understanding, and suddenly you find someone around you that criticizes what you are doing for the Lord Jesus. That person's heart is far from the God that you call upon. Be careful of the fellow Christians who are sitting here with you, calling themselves children of God, yet still everything we decide to do for Jesus, they begin to criticize it. It wasn't long, this guy, after a few days, if we were to go ahead, this guy betrayed Jesus. He literally went, and asked, hey, how much would you give to me if I bring Jesus to you? That is the sort of person we are dealing with. His words exposed his heart. You see the difference here. You see the difference here. While Mary was willing to give the best, Judas was willing to criticize it. And the funny thing is this, he sounded as though this was very good. Luke 8, 2 to 3 tell us that the generous woman provided some of the financial needs of Jesus and his disciples, that money would be kept and managed by Judas. Judas was stealing from Jesus. The money wasn't his. Jesus was the head of the ministry. Yet still every money that came, Judas, the word of God tells us that he was dipping his hand into the things of God. Thieves. Their hearts are far from the Lord Jesus Christ. Judas is a thief. You see, this guy was greedy to the extent that he was able to calculate that this Jesus' feet does not deserve this. You see, all the time, these guys were following Jesus. They were fighting for positions. Oh, Lord, tell us who is going to be the greatest. Who is going to be this? Who is the highest among us? And Mary does the most simple thing, and it offends Judas. The point is this. In worshiping and in following Jesus, are you seeking for position? Are you seeking for something else than just giving him your heart? Why do you call Jesus your Lord? Why are you in church for all these years? Why? Why do you call yourself Christian and still be who you are, what you do? Where is the state of your heart? Is your action sweet fragrance unto our Lord Jesus, or detestable to to him. Does your action insult the very nature of our Lord Jesus, or brings honor to him? Look at the contrast. This guy had followed Jesus for years, and yet still he criticized a good thing for Jesus. He was stealing from Jesus. Are you stealing from Jesus? Are you criticizing the things of God? Watch out. Watch your heart. You can repent. You can ask God to forgive you. You can literally turn away from this behavior. You don't have to end up like Judas. This guy died a sorrowful death, and his name is not written in the book of life, even though he had worked with Jesus for how many years. You and I can change that. Jesus has died that we can change this story about us. We don't have to become Judas. We don't have to. We can become Mary. We can become sweet fragrance. We can bring honor. We can bring glory. We can bring joy to Jesus. And let the Judases remain to be Judas. And may they die and end up in hell, just as they are, but not you. You see, Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." It's a decision you need to make. As for me, I will bring sweet fragrance unto my Lord Jesus. I will not become a cursed human being. I will honor the Lord. And so it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what your background is, what your culture is, how you were raised, which home you were brought up in. Jesus has come to die for you and I. And if you accept him as your Lord and personal Savior and begin to learn from him, sitting at his feet, praying, studying the word, applying the word to your life, walking in the word, being doer of the word, surrendering to him. Oh, everywhere you go, people will watch you and say, "Indeed, this one is a child of God." That is what brings fragrance to the Lord. Sweet fragrance. Sweet fragrance. Sweet fragrance. Jesus told one of the churches, the seven letters that he wrote to the churches, he said, "You, I will spit you out of my mouth. You are lukewarm." Be careful of that behavior. If you are for Jesus, be for Jesus. Honor Jesus. Exalt Jesus and live for him. Don't be cold. Everywhere you go, you change. You become a chameleon Christian. You can sit among the unbelievers and be, nobody will know you are a child of God. And then when you come to church, you become this hot and fired Christian for God. The Lord Jesus says he will spit you out of his mouth. You cannot be lukewarm. And the fragrance that is upon you has to smell everywhere you go. People need to just spend a few minutes with you and they begin to say, "This guy, there's something about him." They might not be able to say, "Oh, he's a Christian." But they will say, "Wow, did you feel that girl? Oh, she has such a sweet spirit. Oh, she's so pretty. Oh, the way she talks. Oh, the way she behaves. Wow." Jesus says, you enjoy eternal life with him. But the lukewarm Christian, he says he will spit you out of his mouth. The Judas is amongst us. He will spit us out of his mouth. Don't become Judas. Now look. Now Jesus begins. When you look at 7 to 8, Jesus defends Mary and explains what she did. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor You have with you always, but me, you do not have always. You see, from what Jesus is saying, it tells us something that Mary really plotted what she was going to do. Mary plotted, how can I show Jesus some honor? All the time Mary was sitting there and Jesus entered the house and they were eating and enjoying and having fun, Mary was thinking all the time, how can I show Jesus some honor? You see, if you're a child of God here and you want to become that child of God that begins to, show sweet fragrance to the Lord, you have to begin to be very intentional. You need to begin to start thinking and plotting and planning. How can I let everybody, how can I let my Lord know I care and love him? Be intentional. All the time she was plotting. And when she had the opportunity, she did it to the best of her ability. If you are planning and you are praying and you are seeking for grace, when the opportunity comes that you need to stand up for Jesus, he will help you to stand out. You will be able to stand out. Many of us are not able to stand out because we are not preparing ourselves. We are not being intentional. We are not being ready. And so when the moment comes, we fail. We fail. But you see, what Jesus told them also points out something. As you go around being a stream for Jesus, being a sweet fragrance to the Lord Jesus, as he sees that you honor him, he becomes your defender. Yeah? Man and woman here, God knows your struggle for him. God knows all that you are doing. The many, many trials that the enemy will bring your way and is bringing and probably you are in now, the Lord Jesus will be your defender. The Lord will stand with you. The Lord will protect you. The Lord will strengthen you. As we seek as a church to go out into our community, doing the things that God has laid upon our hearts to do, looking to bring glory and honor to him, the battles that will come our way, he will fight it for us. He will defend us. This is how you fight your battle. The Lord Jesus himself will fight for you. You see, the Lord told Abraham, I will curse those who curse you, and I will bless those who bless you. If God is with you, who shall be against you? And look at Abraham's life. The man has been blessed till now, and we are still enjoying it. I call myself a seed of Abraham. Some, there are certain things when I'm about to do it, I stop and I'm like, no, I am a seed of Abraham. I cannot do this. We are enjoying. God will fight your battle for you. God will fight your battle. It may look like you're surrounded, but you are surrounded by God. Go all out. Don't leave any out. Give him your best. Desire to honor him. Desire to for your life to become a sweet fragrance unto our Lord Jesus. Everything you do to be a sweet fragrance to him. And as you begin to smell and be sweet to him, he will be your defender. The thing that Jesus said, shut down everybody there. Shut down even Judas himself. He knew he had to shut up. He knew he had to shut up. And Satan knows that he has to shut up. If God will open your eyes to sometimes see the things that he does on your behalf, that is why you can dress up and still come and sit here as a child of God. There are some Christians who are not enjoying a quarter of what you are enjoying. Angels are always fighting for you and I. A word is always released on behalf of you and I. Because God is on our side, who shall be against us? Child of God, what I have come here to preach has come to an end. But I want to say this to you. Sweet fragrance. Mary gave the best that she could.